AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama had the chance to dine and meet with relatives last night in Kenya before getting down to business at an entrepreneurship summit in Nairobi today. Joining us live from the Kenyan capital is the AP's Mark Smith.
Tim, the president says this first visit while in office to the land of his father is personal for him, but it's also about showcasing an Africa he says is on the move, overcoming stereotypes about poverty and disease.
The incredible progress that's been made. Imagine what could happen if more and more of our global business leaders and global capital paid a visit.
One visit Obama is not making on this trip is to the village where his father is buried. But he did co-host a business conference this morning and has talks shortly on trade and counterterrorism with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta. Tim?
That's Mark Smith with us live from Nairobi, Kenya. Turkey, a day after giving the U.S. permission to use its big air base to launch airstrikes against the Islamic State group inside Syria, has carried out its own air attacks on both the Islamic militants in Syria and a Kurdish separatist group in Iraq, the PKK, that has been effective against the Islamic group in both Syria and Iraq. AP's Suzanne Fraser has more from Ankara.
The PKK spokesman in Iraq said that the strikes were likely to mean the end of the peace process with the Kurds. He said that the PKK was still assessing the damage caused by the strikes. He said there didn't appear to be any casualties.
Two animal rights activists have been arrested by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, charged with terrorizing people who work for the fur industry across the country. Investigators say that over the summer and fall of 2013, the Oakland, California couple caused hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage to mink farms, homes, and businesses. This is AP Radio News. Two women are dead, nine other people wounded when a man opened fire inside a Lafayette, Louisiana movie theater Thursday night. Governor Bobby Jindal.
I'm alternating between deep, deep grief and sorrow over the loss of innocent human life, as well as intense anger. Anger at this senseless, evil, and random violence in our corner of the world, right here in Louisiana.
Jindal says John Russell Hauser was slow and methodical as he shot others trying to flee the theater. Police say the 59-year-old Alabama man left the theater as his officer arrived and an apparent attempt to get to his car, but then went back inside and fired more shots before he killed himself. Police say high school English teacher Ali Martin saved lives when, despite being shot in the kneecap, made her way to a fire alarm and pulled it. Officials say seven people, including four children, are dead in a lightning strike in rural central Mexico. Local police say two other people were hurt, though their lives are not in danger. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.